Hey, growing up crazy diary, and I want to include this here so I can revisit it later because I had an insight this morning in which I've been really focusing on maintaining alignment with what I want to be. And what I understand is what I want to be is to align my energy with the divine love that is occurring all around me at all times. And really align my energy with it, be a producer of that as well as aligned to it. And the more I focus upon it, when I do focus upon it, I begin aligning my energy to it. I feel really, really good. But then almost a bipolar thing occurs. There's another piece that doesn't quite vibrate the same way, and there becomes almost like a division, like a contrast between the two. And that contrast draws my attention to it, and then when my attention gets drawn to that, it gets sucked inside of it. And then I vibrate that way, I become that for a period of time as well. And the juxtaposition between the two is almost maddening, because I can't seem to encourage that energy to do something else, because it is, I just see it as just like dark, it's just depressed energy. And this morning I had a breakthrough in understanding of it, is that it is still the part of me that, like almost like a childlike part of me, that wants everything that it wants, but it doesn't want to take the responsibility. It absolutely doesn't want the responsibility for these things. So it wants the unconditional love. It wants to feel the unconditional self-love. And actually the lack of that unconditional love and unconditional self-love is what's created in the first place. But the problem is the childlike mentality that doesn't want the responsibility for it, that sees the responsibility for it as a burden, that sees the necessary changes that must have to be made and the indulgences that have to be surrendered in order to maintain that as a burden, as a problem. It wants what it wants, and it doesn't want to have to do what it doesn't want to have to do, and that's just the nature of that energy. It is very childlike, very, very childlike, and it's different from what I dispersed in the Moloka in Ecuador. What I dispersed in Moloka in Ecuador was the crying child that just was upset every time it didn't get its way. This is energetically different. This is a fear of the responsibility. This is a fear of having to maintain that. This is a fear of letting go of indulgences, of surrendering the candy, you know? Wants to eat the candy, but doesn't want the headache. You know what I mean? Wants to drink the alcohol, but doesn't want the headache. Wants to smoke the cigarettes, but doesn't want the gumming up of the energetical body. So it basically just wants things that are impossible, because the responsibility is integral to all this. The personal responsibility is integral to all this. And the personal ownership is integral to all this. It's integral to the process. One doesn't happen without the other. And it just sits in this place of perpetual wanting. And as a bandage to that, as a way to massage the energy, it looks in the world around it for any sort of thing that it can have just to get stimulation from. You know, that little, what they call the dopamine hit. You know, and even though it's a poor substitute, it's all it has left. And so that part, that energy, that part of me, that piece of me looks to the world. It looks to others around me. I want to have myself affirmed and reaffirmed in their eyes how I wish to see myself. Again, though, without having to be responsible for it, beholden to it, or without having to do any of the work. So that's really what I'm dealing with now, and I have to move into. And I haven't quite understood the best way of approaching it, although I do know that by maintaining my focus upon the self-love and accepting the personal responsibility and doing these meditations every morning, I will come up with the key to it, of convincing that energy to let go and to accept the responsibility, to accept reality more or less, because reality is that whether or not we choose to believe so or accept it, we are responsible. And whether or not we choose to believe it or accept it, we have no choice in the matter. You know, and the denial of reality is what creates the conflict and the problem. And I see that most clearly reflected in my situation right now, because I'm working as a barge captain, which is really just a fancy way to say tankerman. And I haven't been able to get back and utilize my mate's license or my captain's license at work. And I really need to begin doing that, because that will be the next step. As far as I'm working for the 3D for my money, for the money that I have, or through my sustenance, I really want to take on those roles. That is the next step of taking on these roles. And I understood intuitively this morning that the biggest part of the problem with that, because I've been applying for jobs in those roles as well, mates and captain's position, and haven't been getting any feedback. But also, when I've been doing so, I realize that I've only been doing so sort of like half-heartedly as well. And I do believe that it's reflected in my work as well, to where as this job right now of just being in charge of the deck, I only have to take a limited amount of responsibility, and the pay and everything else is sufficient for what I need, but it's definitely not the best. And so this is even being reflected in my work life right now. So this change, I think, will do a great deal for my powers of manifestation, for spirituality, for aligning the threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power within me, as well as financially speaking with this job, and probably is a key element towards pursuing the dreams that I have outside of this 3D work model, because I absolutely will have to take full, total, and complete responsibility to manifest those things. So, note to self, this is the current task, and when it becomes apparent what to do, I'll record it again here. Amen.